Listings.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. And, of course, the big story is the East Coast being shook up. And I'm not kidding. We're talking about an earthquake, and it's debatable 5.8, 5.9 on the Richter scale. Outside of Virginia, and they could feel it in Washington, a lot of evacuations. As all of you know, each and every show, we have someone from Talk Radio News on, some of the true insiders, including Ellen Ratner. Always nice to talk to Ellen. I can imagine what that was like for Ellen to go through an earthquake. Ellen, what was it like for you?
I've been through one earthquake before, but I was on with Tom Hartman, and Tom Hartman videotapes his show, and he actually shares an office with us. So we were kind of looking at each other, and at first we thought terrorism, and it's interesting because in my area we actually have to pay an extra on our insurance for terrorism, and that was sort of number one, and then we thought, well, this is this lousy building that we're in, and maybe we ought to think about moving, and then in like 4 seconds it was very clear it was an earthquake, and a pretty big one. And we had one of our staffers was down at the train station just two blocks from where we are, and people were running out of Union Station. Now, that place is 150 years old, you know. I mean, it's been very, it's a major building. The Capitol was shaking. The Pentagon was shaking. And, of course, the Pentagon was even closer to the epicenter than we were. But we were not that far from, Washington was not that far from the epicenter.
Wow. Just incredible. I'm sure people who maybe even turned on the tube or looked out their windows had no idea what was going on. I guarantee during the whole day that was the water cooler buzz, wasn't it, Ellen? Everybody was talking about
that's all anybody could talk about. I mean, places like Fox News completely cleared out, American Federation of Teachers, everybody downtown, everybody was demanded that everybody leave the Capitol. So Washington basically cleared out. The train station, people trying to get out of the town, were not able to do so. Some woman at the train station told me it took her 3 hours to get, and this was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, to get from Baltimore to D.C., basically going 15 miles an hour.
Wow. Wow. And you heard me say at the top, 5.8, 5.8, 5.9 in the Richter scale, that's kind of what everyone's debating.
Right. The Haiti earthquake was 7 on the Richter scale, 5.8 apparently every whatever is 10 times, so it's like 120 times what it was in Haiti. However, there was no damage. And today, interestingly enough, the Obama administration did come up with some way of getting rid of some of the regulations. Immediately, this is before the earthquake, Chamber of Commerce pounced on it and said, well, this was too little too late, and government regulation was getting in the way, but we're all safe because of this government regulation. And if I were writing a book on PR, I would call their statement, the Chamber of Commerce's statement about government regulation, probably the wrong day to have come out with that.
No kidding. How apropos. What a way to end this. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard Ellen there. You could tell, really, by the sound of her voice, there's no question the focus, as we just discussed, was on this quake, the biggest one of date, of record, since the 19th century, on the East Coast, particularly in that Virginia area. And in Washington, while there were people that were scrambling, as Ellen was mentioning, the public transportation situation, there were a couple of things like the Washington Monument had a crack at the top of it, they say. But in Virginia, you had a few things happening. In Baltimore, you had a building that the side of it collapsed. So certainly, and I've seen much of the video that's coming out of the East, you could see that clearly something was happening because a building or two was swaying, and you could see that people happened to have cameras on at the time, video cameras. And there were press conferences going on, like the DA gave a press conference in New York in the middle of that, and he had a panicked look on his face because you could see the slow movement of it. Coming up in our next segment, my mother, of course, lives on the East Coast. You've heard me talk about her. She lives just 20 miles outside of Philadelphia. Also, Greg Stebbin, who's been a guest on this show in Manhattan. What was that like during the day? He's the editor for Men's Health magazine. So we'll get two different perspectives, two different places. Both felt the earthquake, not like they did in Virginia, but they felt it to be sure. So we'll talk to them as to what the reaction was there. And this really was, you know how I'm fond of saying, it's all about the buzz in your backyard, the buzz today. And on the West Coast, people were laughing. They were howling because of what they've had to deal with earthquakes. This is nothing for people in Southern California or Northern California who went to the Cal State Northridge quake. Terrible. People died in that one. The Bay Bridge quake, that was awful, if you remember. In 1988-89, during that World Series between the Oakland A's and the Giants, and that was awful. People were swallowed up by the bridge, and it's terrible, terrible outside of San Francisco, Oakland, that whole area. So it was a strong quake, and it did, because a lot of people were worried about this, it did shut down a nearby nuclear power plant in Virginia. They had to do that because of those seismic waves that were felt really from Georgia to northern New England. There was also three aftershocks by Tuesday evening. People were reporting that 5.8 is officially what it was, you know, 5.8, 5.9. But really, I think now they've settled on 5.8. Who cares? It's not a 7, but they could feel it. It hit 40 miles northwest of Richmond. And an interesting thing was there was a surge in calls by cell phone people, users, after that event, after the earthquake, which happened in the afternoon, 1:59. After that happened, it affected a lot of service in a lot of areas. So it was certainly one of the largest that they've ever recorded in the East and in that Virginia area. The federal buildings in Washington had reopened by late afternoon, but they were really careful. They were taking every precaution possible to make sure that the iconic statues and whatnot that people come to visit in Washington were okay. Because that's what people do if they're not working in Washington and in the business of politics or something, a lot of it's related. They're visiting the monument. So you got to have structural engineers, which is, I think, what's going to happen on Wednesday, that will have to inspect a few things, including, as I mentioned, the Washington Monument. They said it already preliminarily. It was structurally sound, but there was a crack in the stones at the top of the structure. So you got to get those engineers out there, and they got to figure out how they're going to repair it. But the grounds were certainly reopened, as was the Lincoln and Jefferson memorials, too, by the way. People just reported that buildings were swaying. That was the number one thing you kept hearing. And that's what it felt like. And certainly in the East Coast, people are not accustomed to earthquakes. So more on what that felt like coming up as we move down the turnpike here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1885.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1931.06, $965.53 for a half ounce, or $482.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1931.06, $965.53, and $482.77.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Wow, the second most powerful earthquake, they say, in Virginia's history was felt by millions of people on the East Coast. There were evacuations of all kinds of office buildings, and people were shocked because in the East they're not used to earthquakes. No major injuries that we could find so far have been reported. They're saying that the quake was 5.8 in magnitude if we went to the Richter scale. Hit about 40 miles northwest of Richmond, and it apparently booted cell phone service in a lot of places. How interesting, because we were just talking about the strangeness with T-Mobile on our last show where so many people had problems with that cell service. I don't think the two are related, but can you imagine the way people walk around with their heads down on the phones, what that was like not to have your cell phone? Because I said this before, tell me where you can find a pay phone. Here's the other thing. 2.8 aftershocks, 2.2. Some of that stuff was recorded a little bit later in the afternoon. So it was felt up and down the East Coast. My mother, as many of you know that I've talked about, Kathleen Delaney, lives in the East, just a stone's throw away from Philadelphia in a place called Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Kate.
So what happened? What did you feel? What was that feeling like and what happened?
Well, I happened to be having a cup of tea at the time, and the house began to shake, and the tea sloshed down the front of me, and I didn't really know what it was because I'd never experienced an earthquake before, but the floors moved, and the dining room fixture swayed back and forth, and then the doors inside the house were kind of going back and forth. Some slammed, some went back and forth and hit the wall and so forth, and it was very short-lived, but it was just a peculiar sensation because we'd never really had that kind of thing. And we have just small things. So there was a man cutting a lawn, and he was standing there not knowing what to do about it because the earth, the grass was moving too. But other than that, it was very mild, and you knew it had to have been an earthquake, but there was no damage that we could see.
Did they evacuate because I heard that they evacuated buildings up and down the East Coast. Did they evacuate the high-rise buildings in Philadelphia?
Yes. Anything that was maybe above five floors swayed or shook. And so, of course, the taller ones, they immediately told the people to get out. It was basically for security reasons. So what I've seen on our news is the biggest thing that's happened is a couple windows shattered, but there was really no structural damage to speak of. And the only after effect right now is that the high-speed line was shut down and the rail service was delayed so that they could check the tracks. The bridges were checked immediately. And then everyone went out to do the tracks to make certain it was safe to put the trains out.
All right.
Just a little delay in going home.
So you're going to have to get earthquake insurance maybe now.
I don't think so.
All right, Mom. Love you. Thanks so much for that update.
Love you too, Kate. Bye.
Bye-bye. So we talked to my mother, who's in New Jersey, and just down the turnpike in Manhattan, they were feeling this earthquake. I cannot imagine a bunch of New Yorkers trying to figure out what was going on. Our pal Greg Stebbin, one of the editors, of course, of Men's Health magazine, who we have on to talk about a plethora of things, is a Californian who is now living in New York. That had to be an interesting experience. Hey, Greg, thanks for popping on. I gave that introduction where I said you're from California. I'm sure when here you are in New York, you're not expecting an earthquake.
Oh, my gosh. I looked out the window. There were people running out of the building, flames shooting out of the building top, bricks falling to the street, cars careening into each other, people with bloody arms and appendages running down the street. Actually, I'm not sure the people on the street even knew there was a... First, let me tell you, I'm in an old building. I'm overlooking 7th Avenue, pretty much on the approach to the Holland Tunnel. This is a major artery for the city. And I'm in this old building. I, of course, felt the beginnings of an earthquake. And it was a long series. So there were a lot of very strong but smaller quakes. And they're doing construction in the building, in fact, on the floor right beneath me. And I thought they were doing something down there with a jackhammer or something. And when I finally figured out it was a quake, I got up and I did what they trained me in school in California. I went and stood in the doorway, and I turned around. And I cannot tell you, I've been in a lot of quakes in California, including the one that took down the Bay Bridge in San Francisco. Mm. And I could not believe how much the walls were swaying. I was physically watching the walls move back and forth, and I actually looked outside to see if there was a crane outside. I couldn't believe it was an earthquake like that here in New York. And what's interesting as a Californian is it felt completely different from the kind of quakes they have out in California.
Yeah, when you say that, that was a great description, by the way. Completely different because of how it sort of, it sounds like it unfolded sort of slowly for you as you were trying to figure it out.
I would say there was probably a series of four or five strong shocks, and yet they weren't. In California, you get this jolt, and here it really was much more of a swang. And as part of a couple of these shocks, I literally was staring at the wall, amazed at how much the entire building was moving, and. In California, you get a jolt, so it knocks things off the walls and it knocks things off the shelves. This was a very strong earthquake. Nothing fell. And I think nothing fell because the building was swaying instead of getting jolted. And I'm clearly not a geologist, but my guess is what we'll hear is that the kind of soil or ground formation we have here in New York, also an island, which may make a difference too, is very different than what you have in the San Francisco Bay Area.
What was the reaction of the people around you? Were there any people kind of milling around?
Well, I did. I'm in an office alone, and I did run out. And there were other people in the stairways, and some other people had run down to the street before I did. I'm on the 5th floor. So I really, as I was standing in the door jam, was debating, do I leave or do I stay? Also, interestingly, I looked around my office and I thought, what am I going to grab on my way out? I thought about my computer. I did grab my phone and my wallet, and I knew better than to get in the elevator, ran down five flights, and then some of the other people in the building were milling around on the street. But by then it was pretty obvious we had had the major jolt, and that it for some reason I just had a sense that we had probably that it was over and it was probably safe to go back inside.
Yeah, as everybody, I can imagine everybody in New York is buzzing about this. Tomorrow when you're on your way to work, you'll see it is going to be front page news, of course, in the Post and probably the Times, et cetera. I mean, this is just ripe for that water cooler buzz in New York,
absolutely.
I think.
And in fact, if you go, I was just on the phone with someone from the Huffington Post, and they're on the other side. They're due east of me, and we were comparing notes, and she's also a Californian, so we were kind of laughing about it. And if you go online, all the news sites are, did you feel it? It was a really good earthquake. It was a really good one. And as far as I've seen, I can't see any damage anywhere. I don't see anybody looking concerned. People are walking around the streets of Manhattan right now in front of me, eating ice cream.
Wow, yeah, that's good. But here's the thing, though. And you talked about the Bay Bridge. I was in that area as well, and that was horrific what happened. Of course, they're terrible what happened to the people in and around San Francisco, so there's no comparison here. But sometimes a building, as you said, the swaying you saw, sometimes that will do something to the building. So I would assume maybe, not the building you're in, but some other buildings that might be a little shakier, they might have to check those buildings.
Well, I don't know. They say this was a 5.9. I don't remember what the California quake, that quake, just to refresh people's memories, was actually during the World Series.
Yeah.
And it was the World Series between Oakland and San Francisco.
Right.
And you couldn't, it was kind of Stephen King-ish.
It was.
There were people heading into the stadium and the bridge collapsed and things like that. And I think that's that jolting action. I don't remember how big of a quake that was, but it seems to me it might have been something like a 7.8 or something.
I think it was.
Dramatically bigger.
Yeah, huge difference.
I was about an hour south of San Francisco when that quake hit. I was sitting in a coffee shop with a friend of mine who, she's probably 20 years older than me, and we're sitting there drinking coffee, and I felt this jolt. And I literally looked at her and I screamed, "Get under the table!" She told me later she thought I was going to assault her. And I just, you had no idea what was coming, but it was so strong. The last thing I wanted to do was be sitting under a chandelier in a Marie Callender's restaurant.
Yeah, no kidding. What a way to go. With maybe the best pies you might ever have, but I don't know that I would want to go out that way.
That's right.
For sure.
We came for the pie and we stayed for the quake.
Exactly. Get a t-shirt with that on and send it to your friend. Greg Stebbins, as always, fun to talk to you. Glad everything's okay in New York. We appreciate the update.
It's great to be here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Your wife owes money to Jackie Treehorn, that means you owe money to Jackie Treehorn.
Ever thus the dead beast, Lebowski.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
The other Jeffrey Lebowski, the millionaire.
His wife goes out and owes money all over town and they pee on my rug?
I have to compensate the person?
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Mr. Lebowski is prepared to make a generous offer to you.
Why should we settle for 20 grand when we can keep the entire million? Am I wrong?
They're going to kill that poor woman, man.
I'm proposing that you try to recover the money from the people you delivered it to.
Well,
I could do that.
Oh, man, one of my favorite all-time movies. You recognize the line? Are you laughing your head off now? Jeff Lebowski, you heard Jeff Bridges. That's who he plays in the movie, The Big Lebowski. He's basically an unemployed L.A. slacker. He's into bowling. He calls himself The Dude. The Dude. Out on Blu-ray. Man, I was so jacked up when our man on the West Coast, Stephen Shohet, sent me an email and said that he wanted to talk about The Big Lebowski. Steven, how are you doing, man?
Oh, great, Kate. How are you?
Did you like The Big Lebowski?
You know, it grows on me every time I see it. I'm kind of like, I didn't really like it that much, but I have to admit it grows on me, and sometimes I'm laughing hysterically. It was based largely, well, not exactly, but the idea came from Raymond Chandler's novel, The Big Sleep, or the movie The Big Sleep, where you don't totally know what's going on. In fact, just a quick anecdote about that. When they made that movie in 1946, either Raymond Chandler or Humphrey Bogart couldn't figure out who killed the chauffeur. So they, Howard Hawks, the director, and Humphrey Bogart couldn't figure out who killed the chauffeur in that novel. So they actually called up Raymond Chandler, who wrote it, and he says, "Oh, it beats me. I don't know who killed him. I just put it in there." so that was one of the elements. And when they were making that movie, Howard Hawks thought, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you put all these fun things in, people don't have to really follow the plot. And that's what the Coen brothers were inspired by when they made The Big Lebowski. And of course, real life people came into it. Two very big characters in the film world. Jeff Dowd, who was in real life one of the Seattle Seven, who had gone to jail for instigating an anti-Vietnam protest, which turned into a riot. And John Milius, who is known to be a real conservative guy in Hollywood, even though if you look what he says, he doesn't always sound that conservative. He said Rush Limbaugh should be drawn and quartered, for example, recently. So he doesn't always come off that conservative, but he's very opinionated. And the idea was that those two characters could get together in the form of the Dude and Walter. And one time Jeff Dowd was asked, would you be friends with a guy like John Milius in real life, or would you hang out with him? He said, well, if there was gunplay, maybe. So they're definitely an odd couple character. And one of the things that's really funny about the movie is, when you think about it, you have the Dude. He's supposed to be this laid-back type of guy, but every scene he's in with John Goodman, he explodes because John Goodman drives him crazy. So he loses his temper quite a bit. So it's one of the funny things that went on in the film.
Oh, yeah, and you know what, the other, because so much of the focus is on Jeff Bridges, no question about it, and of course John Goodman, but Steve Buscemi's in it, Philip Seymour Hoffman also is in this movie,
right.
Julianne Moore's in it, Tara Reid is in it, John Turturro is in it, then there's also the stranger, the cowboy, you know, called the stranger, Sam Elliott is that guy, and it's crazy, and I agree with you that you watch it. The first time I watched it, I didn't get it either, and then I started to watch it more, and now it is just, I just love it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies, and I really think this is one of the big home runs for the Coen brothers. It's certainly a sleeper cult hit that keeps getting played over and over again at midnight features, and it was a big rental and all that stuff, and I think the Blu-ray is going to be successful for that reason. Do you think that?
Yeah, absolutely, and they have Lebowski, festivals every year, sort of like the Star Trek conventions, except the people there, like bowling and drinking like white Russians like the Dude. The funny thing with Steve Buscemi in the movie was that of course, the earlier movie the Coens had made, Fargo, he was talking everybody's ear off. And so this time they decided to make him go the opposite way and hardly say anything. And even though he doesn't say much, he's constantly told, in a not so nice way by John Goodman to shut up. His comments come to, pretty much at the minimum, although there's sometimes very funny comments mistaking John Lennon for Vladimir Lenin, for example. And then you have Julianne Moore. Her character, with an affected voice, was somewhat based on Yoko Ono. Of course, the Jesus character that John Turturro played, he thought he would have a much bigger role, and he was only in the movie for like 5 minutes. But he has constantly talked about making a sequel to that, about that particular character, who isn't really a very sympathetic character if you watch the film, but does manage to get some laughs. So there were a lot of elements. The critics, though, did not appreciate The Big Lebowski when it came out in 1998, neither did fans, really. It cost about $17 million, and it only made about $27 million. So its cult status was definitely achieved after the movie came out. And, it's just one of those things that really took off.
Yeah. Do you think that this is one of the was one of the turning points for Jeff Bridges. I guess if you go back and you look at the body of his work, because, boy, this guy can really, I mean, he has serious acting chops. He can bring you to all kinds of places, I think, with all different kinds of characters. Do you feel that way about Bridges?
Absolutely, because people still mention the dude. I mean, that's his alter ego, even more than the other characters he's played, probably, including the character that he won the Academy Award for in Crazy Heart. I mean, this is his most identifiable role, I think, for a lot of people. And obviously, he had been great many times before that. He brought a lot to the part. I mean, he did meet Jeff Dowd, but he basically based the character a lot on himself, living alone in the 70s, and he bought his own wardrobe, and there were a lot of elements of him in the Big Lebowski. So I think definitely, he made the character his own. In fact, Jeff Dowd is kind of a large man, and he thought that John Goodman was the one who was going to be playing him. So it's one of those things that once the actors take over, they really stamp their identity on it. And I think that absolutely happened for every actor in this movie. I mean, you can't imagine anybody else but Julianne Moore playing the role. Now, again, there's a lot of people who disagree, a lot of people who find it offensive with all the F-bombs being dropped, a lot of people who think that some of the characters like the nihilist are absolutely ridiculous. So I can't say that everybody's going to enjoy the movie, but it certainly has a lot of fans.
What is it about the Coen brothers? You've seen a bunch of their other movies. You mentioned Fargo. What is it about them and how they produce these films that sometimes have people just laughing in the aisles and they totally get it? And as you just mentioned there, Stephen, some people just cannot relate, I think, to some of the material that the Coen brothers put out.
I think they're risk takers, and you just got to give them credit for that, for going out there and following their own vision. I mean, one of the things that happened with the Big Lebowski was that it kind of looks like it's an improvised movie when you watch it. I mean, but they were actually, all of that stuff was actually in the script. I think they're very respected by the actors, and the thing is that they're writing for particular actors. The Big Lebowski was delayed because John Goodman was on the Roseanne show. Otherwise, they would have made it years before. They waited for him. So just like Tarantino, they have that loyalty to certain actors. And I think that brings out the enthusiasm of the actors. And I think they're willing to go along with however odd and in left field the situation might be. Now, everybody's going to have different tastes. I mean, I'm personally a big fan of Fargo, and I'm personally not that fond of No Country for Old Men. So, when you take chances, you're not always going to please everybody all the time. But in their case, they're always going to have some interest. And people are amazed by how well they work together and how well they get along. Like Jeff Bridges said that, he loves his brother Bo, but they're both highly opinionated guys, and he couldn't imagine them directing a movie together. So to watch the Coen brothers do it so seamlessly is something that he definitely remarked upon.
Yeah, I think their stuff is just terrific. Stephen Shohat, you are the ultimate storyteller from Hollywood, and if people want to get a hold of your book, how do they do that, Hollywood Stories?
Yeah, the book is called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies, now available in ebook and in hardcover. HollywoodStories.com is the website. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But again, the best way is HollywoodStories.com, and the book is called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. It has over 1,000 anecdotes in it.
I know, it's great. Love it. We'll talk to you again next week, Stephen. Thanks.
You got it, Kate.
All right, The Big Lebowski, as I said, I was so excited when he sent me this note. Only the first time I saw it, I was kind of iffy on it, but I don't think I was hooked in. I think there's little nuances in this movie that are very Coen brother-like, as we were talking about, and you have to pay attention and really watch what's going on with the dude and the kind of crazy schemes and everything that happens in this movie. And I think it's just brilliant. The dream sequences, the crazy, unconventional dialogue. and a lot of the other stuff. And the soundtrack really fits this movie, too. Out on Blu-ray, I guarantee I'm getting my copy of it for sure. On the flip side, we got sports shorts.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm in the shade somewhere.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There's nothing like a shot at the Little League World Series title when you're a kid. More on the August tournament that draws millions of people next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Each year, the Little League World Series features teams from around the U.S. and now internationally, with boys from 11 to 13 years old. The tournament first kicked off in 1947. The U.S. has claimed the most titles with 32. There are 16 teams divided into pools playing in a double elimination bracket. Now, the winners of those pools advance to a single elimination format for U.S. and international championship games, eventually two, vie for the right to be called the World League Champions. Last year, Japan beat Hawaii 4-1 in the championship game to win the international bracket's first title in 5 years. The team was undefeated throughout. The game is so popular, people wait for hours to get a seat. It's free for all spectators. Because of high demand for the World Championship game, the tickets, though, are handed out for a random drawing. Lucky 45,000 fans get to watch. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. All right, speaking of the Little League World Series, big news out of South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The hometown crowd, it was psyched because, yep, Pennsylvania moves on. The favorites from Clinton County had a very, very rough start to their game against Georgia. A six-run first inning, but they ultimately scored a bunch of runs. They held on with a 7-5 win Tuesday over Warner Robins, Georgia, before the crowd was just going crazy at this stadium where they can seat 45,000 people. And they have a random drawing to determine who gets to go in for some of these games because it's gotten that crazy. That many people are going to watch the Little League World Series. And as I mentioned in my piece, it's been around since 1947. Can you imagine? So it's the Keystone Little League in Clinton County. So another huge win for them. They apparently have a couple of really good players, including a 13-year-old closer who got it done once again. His name is McCloskey, Tyler McCloskey. And he's helped the team, I guess, throughout this little run that they're having. We'll see how long they can hold on. Wow, it's got to be crazy for those kids. By the way, Japan shut out Canada, since we're talking about that. And that was 4-0. Rhode Island and the Netherlands tangled, and Rhode Island got the better of the Netherlands, 8-7, just a run separating those two clubs from the win column and the loss column. Here's what's interesting. You know, we talked about the earthquake at the top of the hour. An earthquake that hit Virginia, was centered there, rattled the stadium during the game. The metal tables that were bolted to the concrete floor on Press Row started to shake for several seconds. Play didn't stop, and the players on the field said they didn't really feel anything, but the people in the stands felt something and wondered what was going on, if there was anything wrong. The Little League officials took a look at the little stadium, and they said that they had a structural engineer look at it, and they determined that it was fine for all the people to be there in the stands, but they did do that, even though some of them had no clue what was even going on. Since we're on sports and that kind of stuff here, as part of Odds and Ends on America Tonight, before we head for the exits, this is a sad story about longtime Tennessee hoop coach Pat Summitt, who has said that she's got an early onset of dementia. She's been diagnosed with it, and she says even though she's been given that grim diagnosis, that she doesn't want a pity party, and that she wants to still continue to do what she's doing. She said that she was feeling erratic, and she didn't know what it was, went and got a bunch of tests and realized, that's what they came back with anyway. So she's going to take medication and exercise as much as possible, because this is a condition that could lead to Alzheimer's, and it's something that her grandmother had, so it's something that runs in her family. And initially, she thought that the symptoms were some kind of side effects from medicine she was taking for arthritis, and she decided she was going to talk about it publicly, say that she wants to fight it, and then she was going to just keep doing what she was doing. She's going to continue to be involved in hoops. You think just a couple of years ago, I can remember vividly the picture of her cutting down the nets, and her eyes were full of tears after Tennessee beat Stanford in 2008, and it was the 8th Lady Vols NCAA title. I one time had a conversation with one of the best basketball coaches, I think, of all time, and Bobby Knight, and he told me that he thought the best coach, I said, who do you think's the, barring himself, besides himself, I took him out of the equation, who do you think's the best basketball coach in college hoops? And you know what he said? Pat Summitt. He said she's the best. Look at the record and what she's been able to accomplish. So that's pretty grim news to be given that, even though you've dealt with that in your family before, I'd say that's got to be rough, and certainly for players and close friends who heard that news along with Pat Summitt, because you know some of them were shocked when she did a couple of interviews on ESPN and a few other places, and they had no idea that that's what was going on with her. All right, here's another quick one for you, too. What a dummy, Kyle Busch. Any of you who follow the great sport of left turns, you know, round and round again, Kyle Busch is certainly one of the best drivers around, right? He's a points leader, by the way. So he might get the Sprint Cup title this year, but they're going to have to drive him to the track. Yeah. What did he do? He went 128 miles an hour in a 45-mile-an-hour speed zone. He was out on a back road near Mooresville, North Carolina. So they fined him $1,000. They placed him on a year of unsupervised probation and ordered him to do 30 hours of community service. So he did avoid an automatic year suspension of his driver's license after the judge offered a prayer for judgment continued on the reckless driving charge. And he was grateful, I think, after that. Whew. 128. I don't know, Matt, what do you think? 128 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone. I get the backwoods thing or the back roads thing, but he's got to know the difference between a track and some of those country roads, don't you think?
Yeah, it sounds almost high school-ish.
It does.
You know
what
I mean?
That's exactly what I thought.
It sounds a lot like that. You know, you're all by yourself trying to open it up on a back road, get all over your ride. I understand it. I don't know. He's a race car driver. It shouldn't be done. It's obviously illegal, but at the same time, it's not unexpected. It's almost Days of Thunder-ish.
He does kind of look like Tom Cruise in his younger days, a little bit with the cap on anyway.
He probably doesn't have to wear the lifts on his shoes, though.
Referring to Tom Cruise's stature, which is rather small. So how about that? Kyle, baby, what are you thinking? And, you know, Matt says he gets it. He's a race car driver. He gets the idea of opening it up. But please, come on. 128. I mean, the car had to be rattling all over the place. Had to be. All right, we haven't even mentioned this, and we're going to close with this. This is a perfect thing to stop odds and ends with and to send you to the exits for this hour anyway. Hurricane Irene has weakened a little bit, but really is expected to pick up some severe winds. I mean, they're even saying as a Cat 1, it could blow up to maybe a Cat 3. So in Turks and Caicos, there they had some punishing winds that were just howling over the islands and southeastern Bahamas, too. The way it's looking now, it looks like it's going to hit the Carolinas, the Outer Banks, and go on up the coastline. But how heavy it'll be as far as the rains, what the category will be, all that kind of stuff, a little bit up in the air. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed that it's not going to be a 3 or a 4, because that would do some serious damage. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.